Come on. Pat's been at the Kentucky Derby. Pat, you know I love you. I'm so thankful you bring your grandson. Okay. I just want you to know, as a pastor, I appreciate that. You are feeding him the bread of life. Okay? And he will never forget it. He will never forget it. Pat. God so loved you that Pat that he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. Peace always be with you, Pat. Live your life now. You may take communion. You're the next contestant. Sherry. Yes, you do. Sherry, you're an inspiration to this congregation as we all are. I want you to know, for God so loved you so much, Sherry, that he gave his one and only begotten son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. Peace always be with you. Peggy, I want to tell you guys something about Peggy. Because she is a pastor's wife, she goes through the mill every minute of the day. And you know why? Because she and her husband are dealing with sinners all the time. Who don't want to hear the gospel. I'm sorry I had to say that. Hey, for God so loved you, he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. Peace always be with you. Beth, come on forth. You're going to be in my sermon yet today. All right, Beth, you know I love you. And ask the rest of them too. Beth, for God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. Peace always be with you. Live your life in that great, glorious peace. Amen. Come on up here, Francis. Don't you just love the name Francis? It kind of like makes it also holy. Francis, for God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. Peace always be with you. I bet you thought I was going to forget about you. I won't. We make organists. Now, Ron, remember last time I preached here and we screwed up all the hymns? I'm trying to redeem myself by omitting them all. Ron, I'm going to speak for everybody in this congregation, okay? We love you. We thank you for what you do in the kingdom of God, and we can't thank you enough. We want you to know that. We want it written in your heart and your life. And then hear these words, Ron, for God so loved you so much that he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life, playing the organ in heaven. Peace, Lord, be with you. Not done. There's somebody in this congregation today who needs to be told that. Who? How did you get that? Did you get it? Okay. What are you going to say? I want you to know. It means so much to me. You cannot tell another human being better news. You understand that? That's the news that we've got to take out in this world. Now, I told you people that you're going to help me with the sermon today. You're not done. We're not done. I'm going to pick on some people today. Please forgive me. I love. In fact, can I tell you something? When I was at a convention in upstate New York, they were celebrating, the whole convention was celebrating that I was in the same congregation for 25 years. And Bishop Marie Yerge introduced me and asked me to come up to the podium and say something. And as she invited me up to the pulpit, she said to the rest of the congregation, she said, Don has been in the same congregation for 25 years. How did he do that? And again, the Holy Spirit came upon me. And I'm not a very intelligent person. You want an intelligent person? Pastor Steve is. I'm not. I'm not dumb either, but I'm not easy either. Anyway, the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I got up in that pulpit, and I can remember what I said. I said, Graham, and this is what I said. I happen to be the pastor of a very loving and forgiving congregation. And it's still there today. Can I just share joy this in my heart? On the 29th of August of this year, that little church is going to bestow upon me the title of Pastor Emeritus. Not many pastors get that. But I'm going to tell you one thing, and you know it. I'm different. A lot different. Let's get back to the sermon. For God so loved the world. I love that cross. Dean, I told you. I want you to do something for me. I told you you're going to be part of my sermon. I've never met your wife. Every Sunday I ask you about her. Don't I?
I say,
yeah. I want you to go home, look her in the eyes, and you say, for God so loved you. That he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, that as you believe in him, you will not perish. Will you promise me you'll do that? Thank you. Steve, I don't want to get into your love life, but your wife is not here today. I'm not going to ask the reason. Doesn't matter. Steve, when you see Denise, I want you to do something. Look her in the eye and say, Denise, God loves you so much that he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish. You'll have the gift of eternal life. Promise me you'll do that? I've never given the power. I guess I have been given the power. I have the power to ordain. Did you know that? Let's pretend I'm going to ordain each one of you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're ordained. And if you're ordained, guess what you got to do? You take the gospel out into this world. Now be honest with me. I like honesty. Is there somebody in your life that you really love dearly and you wish they were here right now? Alex, I want you to do me a favor. Through the Holy Spirit, I heard that your parents were here at your baptism. Was that right? Holy Spirit works powerful. Will you do me a favor? I want you to go to your mom. And you shake her and say, Mom, do you know I love you? I love you so very much. And tell her, for God so loved you that he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish but have the gift of eternal life. Then, take Dad. Shake the hell out of him.
I'm all shaking Dad. I'm all over
that. Okay, don't do that. But I think you get my point. Okay? You say to your father, for God so loved that he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish but have the gift of eternal life. Will you do that for me? Good enough. I bet you thought I'd forget about Jeff. I want to tell you about Jeff. He was the first person that really took me off the counter. He invited himself into my life when I walked through those doors. I love him dearly. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to say these words. Pastor Don Francis has a message to you, Jeff. Why weren't you in church? Don't listen to that. So I'm bringing the sermon right to you, eye to eye. And Jeff, Pastor wants you to know, God so loves you that he gave his one and only son, that as you believe in him, you will not perish, but have the gift of eternal life. Will you take that to him? Now, your job is to go through those doors, and there's somebody out in this world that needs to hear those I want to tell you something. Don't be discouraged. Never be discouraged. Never. Can I tell you why? The scriptures? I use a service. Pastors preach this all the time. Done it many years. Have you heard the sermon about the sower went out to sow the seeds? You ever hear that one? And I have a picture in my mind, the sower is going out, old-fashioned. And he goes out and he used to throw the seed. And in the scriptures it said some fall upon the path. And people grapple it. And some goes among the thorns and the thistles. It has no chance to survive. And some goes on rocks. It doesn't survive. But some goes on the good seed and produces. I want to tell you something about the gospel. That's 25%. Do you understand that? 75% is El Zippo. How many of you remember? I shouldn't talk so much, but please forgive me. Please forgive me. Remember the Fuller Brush Man? All of us remember that. My mother had one. We had one. I used to call him the Empty Brush Man. But you know, one day he told me to get one sale, he's got to ring 10 doorbells. One sale, 10 doorbells. I asked in the beginning, do you love me? How many love me? Okay. I'm going to challenge you people. And this is where the hate comes out of people. Have you ever heard of a Jehovah's Witness? Have they ever rung a doorbell, your doorbell? Have they rung your doorbell? Ever? I'm going to ask you a question. When was the last time a Lutheran rang your doorbell and asked you to go to church? You see the difference? And I want to tell you something. The Jehovah's Witnesses have what I call religious pornography. We have the gospel. It's been under the microscope for 500 years, and it still is true. Those words are true. Those words are true. Faith alone, scripture alone, grace alone. And yet people come about, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to have that, you got to go, you got to be right, all that. And people are sucked into that hole. And they tell them that the gospel of Jesus Christ is just as important as today. We've got it. And I'm going to tell you, go out in this world, test the soil. And when somebody tells you to go to hell, and they will, I've heard it many times. In fact, I was in the SEM when I was first told that. For a homiletics class, I had to go down 7th of Avenue in Wabasha in St. Paul, Minnesota, and preach the gospel. And I'm a freshman. I mean, I wasn't ordained. I was in seminary school. I think everybody loves to hear the gospel. Jesus Christ is going to save you. I want to talk to you about Jesus. And one guy says, go to hell. I turned around and said, what? Yeah, I don't believe in that. And I won't go any farther. Those people are out here. Those people are out there. But remember, you got the saving grace of Jesus Christ. He's not asking you to go to the cross and die there with your hands like this. So you and I can tell the vocalization of people saying, go to hell. And it gets a lot worse than that. But put a smile on your face, say, you know what? I did what the gospel told me to do, and I'll do it again. End of sermon. Amen. One last thing we should do, if it's all right with you, we should pray for people in their hour of need. Is there anybody here that has somebody that they'd like to pray for? I have a classmate of mine, high school classmate of mine, his wife called, emailed me last night. Paul Nordine has prostate cancer and asked if I would pray for him, and I said I will. So Paul Nordine, Lord of Jesus Christ. Anybody else? Pastor, yes. Just between you and me. You tell your husband he can call me anytime, under any circumstance, even 2 minutes before 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and I will preach for him. His health is more important. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings upon Pastor Steve. He's faithful in his work. and he's loved by this congregation. Anoint his body, we pray and ask with holy hope and help. Even as we join together and pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may Almighty God bless and keep you now and forever. Amen. Let's sing the last hymn to give him something to do today. Let there be peace on earth. Oh, before we do that, how many love me?
Yeah.
I was just looking at my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Let there be peace on earth. Let's sing it out.